This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, fantastic Thursday. So we'll get to the low T GOP here in a few, but we have other things we have to tackle. I am going to get to some emails, but I want to talk about what happened today. Todd Lyons, he's the head of ICE. Todd Lyons had to sit in front of the Senate. He was talking to the senators today. Hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing there? All that. And I'm going to play something for you. Listen to this.
If you looked at the beginning of the operations, beginning January 20th up until April, ICE officers and agents weren't masked. But it's bad. And I'll just use myself as an example. The week that Charlie Kirk was assassinated, there was a tweet that went out. It said, kill Charlie Kirk, kill another individual. There was another individual in that, kill Todd Lyons. That's the stuff that I see. Yesterday after the testimony on Tuesday, I went back to numerous death threats against my family. There was a videotape of my wife walking to work that people actively post. The cartels have actually posted the schematics to my home. ICE agents feel that every day. We actually did an operation with the Secret Service where we identified doxers who put up on telephone poles the home addresses and the schools where ICE officers and agents went to. But yet no one...
All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. You know who said that? Well, you listen to this show, you already know who said that. Mao Zedong said that. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Now, I don't think about politics that way. Do you? I would like to think about it as if it's debate, logic, law. Let's figure out what's best for the people, for the culture. That's how I like to think about politics. I'm assuming that's how you like to think about politics. And I'm not asking you to change. But I wanted to play that because I wanted to remind you of something. To the communist. You know how we talk about how they lie about everything all the time? We always reinforce that point. Lies are just, that's how you do it. That's part of the revolution. You have to lie all the time. That's also how they think about violence. You have a moral code that tells you violence against people who haven't done you wrong or don't intend you harm, violence against people like that is wrong. You would never think of if you were hungry, you would never think of driving down to the local gas station, walking in, and shooting the teller in the face and grabbing a candy bar and the little delicious pizza rolls that they have in the little rolling machine lots of the time. You would never do that. It would never even occur to you. You might have to ask someone for money, but going to hurt someone, you would never do that. But the way communists think, because they don't share your moral code, they would look at you and say, why not? Why wouldn't you do that? You're hungry. You want something. Go kill that guy. That guy's trying to stop you. It's like breathing for them. It's just how they look at the revolution. And that's the point I wanted to reinforce, one we've made before. Communism began as a revolutionary movement, a group of people outside of power who had to topple a regime that was in power. This is in Russia. They're outside of power. The czars are in power. Well, the czar, he's in power. We have to topple the regime. Now, if that's your situation, if you are ruled by a king and the king's men, and you wish to topple that regime, do you think you can do that nonviolently? No, of course not. If that's your intention, is to have a revolution, it has to come with violence. Our own revolution came with violence. We didn't get the United States of America because of the Constitution. Contrary to what you may think, we got the United States of America because we shot a lot of British people in the face. That's the truth. The communist, he believes he is a revolutionary at all times. If you want to take down the current system, topple people who are in power, you want to take power away from people who have power, well, violence has got to be part of it. It's just baked in the cake. Hey, we're going to have to murder some people. It's just the way it is. These people do this stuff all the time. Everyone has experienced it. I joke about sending your death threats, but oh my gosh, we get them. And of course we get them. Think about how bonkers that is. I'm not even important. I have a radio show, and maybe it's a podcast to you. They podcast the show on iHeart and Spotify and iTunes, but it's just a radio show. It's a podcast. If you don't like it, turn it off. Please do. But imagine hearing something through the radio and going to sit down from your own email address. All these morons email from their own email address, by the way. From your own email address and emailing, I'm coming to kill you. Even if that's not your intention, why would you even threaten that? What is wrong with you? But that's a reasonable argument to a person for whom reason is not even an option. Communists are violent. They have always been violent. They believe violence is necessary for the revolution to succeed. They don't even have a non-violent plan because they don't think that can ever topple power. The plan is always violence. Anyone who's at all achieved any kind of a platform in this experiences this stuff.
If you looked at the beginning of the operations, beginning January 20th up until April, ICE officers and agents weren't masked. But it's bad. And I'll just use myself as an example. The week that Charlie Kirk was assassinated, there was a tweet that went out. It said, kill Charlie Kirk, kill another. There was another individual in that, kill Todd Lyons. That's the stuff that I see. Yesterday after the testimony on Tuesday, I went back to numerous death threats against my family. There was a videotape of my wife walking to work that people actively posted.
A videotape of my wife walking to work they posted online. You are not an idiot. You know the implication there. We know where you live. We know who your wife is. We know where she works. Stop deporting foreigners or else. And this is not a one-off. Why do you think we have all these documented cases of assassinations and assassination attempts? And when did that begin? Now, let's set aside the Lee Harvey Oswald stuff. When did that begin? The Obama era. Prior to the Obama era, when Democrats were maybe to the left of you, when Democrats were still just kind of a normal political party, there was virtually no political violence in the United States of America. You realize that? Almost none. For most of my life, political violence? That's what happens in Colombia. What is this, Russia? We don't do political violence. It was out of our minds. Then we elect a man America did not understand, a nasty street animal named Barack Obama, whose mentor was Frank Marshall Davis, who had himself a communist membership card. Barack Obama, born and raised to hate America, filled up his administration with people who hate America, started national organizations dedicated to the hatred of America, yanked the Democrat Party far to the left of where it was. Then, it was overnight, we had GOP congressmen getting gunned down at baseball practice. Donald Trump got shot in the head. Charlie Kirk is gone. And these are just the powerful people. An assassin standing on Brett Kavanaugh's doorstep, ready to put a bullet in his head so we can't overturn Roe versus Wade, over and over and over and over and over again. If you're young, you don't realize it was never like this. Now, you know another one's going to get killed, right? It's not even a Chris, write that down kind of a prediction thing. You're not a moron. You know what's coming. Why would it stop? The rhetoric hasn't stopped. The party continues to say things like this.
Today we stand against the calculated campaign led by Donald Trump and his allies to dismantle, to gut, to suffocate voting rights and civil rights.
This kind of insane, bonkers rhetoric combined with an evil, demonic Democrat voting base that believes violence is an answer to things, has created a culture of assassination that I've warned about many times before, and that genie ain't going back in the lamp. There, I said it. Now, let's do a couple emails, get off this. We'll make fun of Joy Behar real quick, then we'll do a couple emails. Get yourself some chalk and get ready. Get yourself a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from Chalk and get yourself ready for the coming times, because it's going to be a rocky road. This ain't Colombia. This ain't Russia. Oh, yes, it is now. Yes, it is now. We can't be low T and fight this battle. Did you know that testosterone is directly now, we have all the studies that prove it, correlated to what political party you belong to? Low T men vote Democrat. High T men vote Republican. Don't blame me. Don't you trust the science? Get a male vitality stack from Chalk in your veins. It's natural herbal supplements. It'll have your T levels jacked through the roof naturally. 20% increase in 90 days. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll make fun of Joy Behar, do some emails. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Remember, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the bad news about communists is they're violent, disgusting people. That's the bad news. Here's the good news, though. Take heart in this. They're almost always the dumbest people in society. And I need to explain why so you don't think I'm just being mean, because I'm really not just being mean. Remember our little history lesson we did on Rhodesia? I'm working on the next one. Stop emailing me. But remember our history lesson on Rhodesia? These people, mostly English, they pour into this country. And almost overnight, it's the wealthiest country in Africa? How's that humanly possible? Africa's a huge place. So many people have been there for so long, but there's one place with the beautiful paved roads and modern, and if I teleported you there, you'd think that you were in Kansas City. It's lovely. How's that possible? Well, remember, when they started Rhodesia, they wanted the cream of the crop of society. They wanted it. It wasn't one of the everyone's welcome, which is ridiculous. It was the no. Only people from good families. Nope. We want the best miners. We want the best lawyers. We want the best teachers. No. Do you have a solid family? Okay, then you can come. Oh, and by the way, once you got there, voting rights, extremely restricted. No, not by race. Extremely restricted. Nope. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. Or, not saying you have to leave, but you have no say whatsoever in our government. What was the result of these horrible discriminatory policies? Oh, everyone got rich, happy, a polite, wonderful, safe country. You see, communists, on the other hand, they recruit the biggest scumbags in the world. Remember what our Rhodesian war veteran, when he joined us to kind of cap that thing off, remember what he said about the guerrillas, the communist guerrillas, who were there committing all the acts of terror, raping and murdering and doing all the things. Remember what he said about them? I asked because I was curious. And he said, well, look, the leaders, they were well-trained guys. They went to the Soviet Union for training and East Germany for training and things like that. He's like, they were pretty hardcore, well-trained guys. But most of them, well, they were just scumbags. They were just criminals beforehand. They were rapists beforehand. They were murderers beforehand. Now they just had a license to do it under a banner of some kind. Yay, communism! Can I murder some people? Communism itself is of the devil. Communists recruit the most evil, scummy people in society wherever they go. And as a result, you end up with the dumbest people oftentimes. Because let's be frank, Scummy people who murder and rape and things like that are generally not high-Q individuals. I know there are exceptions to all that. There's always some serial killer with an 8,000 IQ and a bad mom who goes off the rails, but you understand what I mean. Allow me to introduce you to Joy Behar. She had Ketanji Brown Jackson, the newest DEI communist on the Supreme Court, asked her about her vote on Citizens United.
Some people say that Citizens United was one of the worst things that the court has ever done.
Well, what I'm heartened by,
even though you were
Even
though you were in the dissent, Ketanji Brown Jackson had to correct her. Yeah, I wasn't even on the court yet. They're just morons. Hey, buenos dias, Pink Flower. Buenos dias. The hearings on the Hill are a joke. The Dems just use them for sound bites and fundraising. Knowing that, I think every Republican interviewed by Swalwell should read, and he goes on to say how we should respond to all these things. Yet, look, we know that these hearings are always just an opportunity for politicians to fundraise and to increase their brand. It is. We know that. Republicans do the exact same thing, too, because oftentimes it's never followed up by anything concrete. They're trying to get a wonderful 30-second soundbite on there that I'll play on the radio, and then you're like, yeah, that guy's the best. I love him. I'll vote for him some more. And then you write him a check. That's all the same game. And Democrats play that exact same game as well. So we understand the way the game is played. We understand what the game is. The point is that we have to be better at combating it, because you have time. And there have been people who have done it wonderfully. Let's be honest. Pam Bondi, everything else aside, she's the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America. She's the Attorney General. It is her job to put powerful people in prison. It is her job to crack down on corruption. She has to take on the most powerful people in the country and put them in federal prison. Does she sound like she's ready?
Have you apologized to President Trump, all of you who participated in those impeachment hearings against Donald Trump? You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack.
Does that sound like somebody who's a warrior ready to destroy the machine? Is that what that sounds like? I'm not even trying to be mean this time. Is that what that sounds like?
Have you apologized to President Trump, all of you who participated in those impeachment hearings against Donald Trump? You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack.
You guys better apologize. That sounds like a soccer mom when she finds out the team got into the juice boxes when they weren't allowed. Somebody better apologize. We need you to send powerful people to prison, Pam. Anyway, we'll do some more of these. I do have to rant on the low-T GOP briefly, and then we'll get back to the emails. Let's rant on pain, though, for a moment. It's awful, isn't it? You know, I have this pain right now. It's temporary, but I have this pain right now right between my shoulder blades. Whatever, I'm 44. I'm sure I threw it out doing something. Probably sneezed or slept wrong, but is that your everyday, that between your shoulder blades pain? Maybe it's your neck, your wrist, your foot. Isn't it just soul-sucking to have to give things up, too? Nah, I don't feel like doing that. It hurts. What if you could do it again, pain-free? Relief Factor is your path to being pain-free, naturally, 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. Over a million people have already tried it. You know, almost 70% order more. Try it. 3 weeks is $19.95. Just try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's get to a couple more emails so we get back to the news. Jesse,
The subject of this one is low-T GOP losers. I'd rather have an enemy who hates me openly than a friend who stabs me in the back. My House rep is a low-T GOP loser, John Rutherford, who may lose his seat to the Democrat if the polls are correct. He voted for every war and every pro-immigration bill for the last 40 years. He can fend for himself. Let his immigrants save him. Well, let's touch on this then. Because, you know, we've had this discussion before. Let's take it from the top, from the very beginning. If you are a communist, if you're a Democrat, who's your constituent? Who's going to keep you in power? You know what? Pause there for a second. Set that person aside. I'm going to put a person in front of you, all right? This person is a married man. He's 30 years old. He is married. He has three children. He has a steady job. He coaches Little League for the kids' sports team. Goes to church on Sunday. He, when it comes time for Independence Day, he's the one who sets off all the fireworks in the neighborhood in his American flag hat. He is what politically? Who does he vote for? You already know. Why do you know who he votes for? I didn't tell you anything about his political beliefs. I didn't tell you his stances on taxes or the border. I didn't tell you any of that. How did you know who he votes for? Chris just said it. Because he loves America. So if people who love America, feel a loyalty to America, are going to vote against Democrats, well, that begs the question, who's going to vote for Democrats? Okay, let's switch it around. I have in front of you a 30-year-old man. He's wanted for sex crimes in Guatemala. He's currently residing in the state of Maryland with his uncle. He sleeps in the basement. When he works a steady job, when he's not dealing drugs, he dishwashes. He gets government benefits from the Democrat Maryland state government. His girlfriend, who he met at the dishwashing job, she just had his second kid. Both of those children are American citizens. That 30-year-old from Guatemala. Who's he vote for? What do you mean, Democrat? How do you know that? I didn't tell you anything about who he votes for. The communists need the mass importation of foreigners. As I have said over and over and over again, with the mass importation of foreigners, the communist cannot lose here. It's not possible. They will overwhelm us with numbers. Quantity has a quality all its own. We cannot possibly win. They cannot possibly lose with the mass importation of foreigners. Without the mass importation of foreigners, the communists cannot possibly win. There are not enough Americans who will vote for communism, who will vote for these degenerates. That is a fact. With this, they cannot lose. Without it, they cannot win. That is a fact. Which brings me to, well, their own words. Allow me to introduce you, in case you think I'm being over the top, allow me to introduce you to Jimmy Panetta, Congressman, California.
But mainly our bounty is because of the people. That's our biggest end product that we have, the most valuable product that we have. And yes, documented and undocumented, to be frank with you.
Allow me to introduce you to Steve Cohen, Congressman, Tennessee.
We need people working in the front lines and local law enforcement to protect our citizens from the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst are not the immigrants. The worst of the worst records show are native-born Americans.
Allow me to introduce you to the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison.
If you enter the country illegally or you overstay a visa, should you be deported?
My simple answer is, sir, it depends.
Okay, so if somebody breaks into your home, should they be arrested for breaking and entering, or does it depend?
it's an entirely different scenario.
How's that?
Because immigration is essentially a civil, and breaking into my home is a criminal matter.
Democrats tell you it all the time. Immigrants built this country. Americans are even worse. Our main product is it. They'll tell you over and over and over and over and over again. Which brings me to this headline. GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski comes out against Trump's election bill with a warning to her party. They call it an election bill, but that's because it's NBC News. It's a bill that says, show me ID that proves that you're an American with documentation before you can vote, and Republican Lisa Murkowski votes against it. Oh, look, our favorite, Low T. James Lankford. We're already on board with de-escalation training and DHS, adopting the communist narrative that somehow DHS is being over the top and too violent. You guys really need to de-escalate things. Anyway, off to church to convince Oklahomans I'm not a piece of trash. Headline, CBS complains nonviolent migrants are being deported. They'll all come right out and tell you. The foreigner is their everything. He is not a side issue. He's not one of many things they care about. He is their everything. He is the central pillar holding up the communist revolution in the United States of America. They can't fail with the pillar. And they can't succeed if we destroy the pillar. And yet, Lisa Murkowski, Republican. James Lankford, Republican. Mitch McConnell, Republican. Republican after Republican after Republican after Republican after Republican, working as hard as they possibly can to keep that central pillar held up. And as long as I'm blasting all of them, don't think I'm going to hold back on this one either. Our old friend Maria Salazar, possibly the dumbest human being in Congress, and that's saying a lot because Hank Johnson's still sitting there. Maria Salazar campaigning loudly for the Dignity Act. And what is it, of course? Amnesty. A gigantic amnesty bill. It's not like she mentioned it once. She's been campaigning hard on it. Well, we need our farm workers and we need our dishwashers. Don't you know that? Blah, 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 blah. And guess whose endorsement she just got? Donald Trump. Do I sound frustrated? Good, because I am. Imagine this. Imagine a football game. It's our team versus their team. Our team knows, we know for a fact that we cannot stop the pass. We don't want them to throw the ball. If they run the ball, we'll win. If they pass the ball, we will lose. Now imagine having players on our team repeatedly telling the other team, we can't stop the pass. You guys should pass it. We can't stop the pass. We have no chance to stop the pass. That's what we have. Over and over and over again. With foreigners, they can't lose. Without them, they can't win. They know it. They talk about it all the time. And still, we can't get our own party all the way on board with it. Yeah, jeez. You know what? I need to make fun of Jerry Nadler for a moment. I need to make fun of Jerry Nadler and the commies at the Washington Post and do some emails. That way my blood pressure can go back down. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I said I was going to make fun of Jerry Nadler. Then Jewish producer Chris says to me during the break something about him being Jewish. And that, of course, prompted me to ask Chris, he's Jewish? And Chris gives me this look like, of course he is. And I said, how am I supposed to know that? And he said, you can't see it? To which I'm still curious, Chris, what am I supposed to have seen? I still don't see it. I know you keep telling me to look at him. What am I looking for that says Jewish? I don't see this at all.
Absolutely at all. And then Chris is making fun of me for having bad Judar. Chris, that's not even a thing. Judar. And no, I didn't have any idea. How would I even know that? That Nadler was a Jewish person. I was going to make fun of him for falling asleep, Chris, and now you've completely sidetracked the show. I don't think he is. I think you, did you look it up? And he is? How can you tell? Is there... He said, how can I not? Am I supposed to look at the world this way, Chris? You know what? People think I'm a jerk. I think you're the jerk. I had no friggin' idea. Anyway, he also fell asleep again. He fell asleep again during a meeting. I have talked to you about it before, so we don't have to keep covering it. But for you new listeners, just know that this is a thing of mine that I do not understand. I want to retire one day. And it's not that I don't love what I do. This isn't even a job. I screw off and have fun for a living. You know, I just get to sit and gab with you. I love it. When I miss a day like yesterday, I can't wait to get back, as you can probably tell. I love what I do. And still, I promise you I'm not going to be here when I'm 65. I'm leaving. I need to make room for someone else to come in. And this isn't the only thing I want to do with the rest of my life. I'm not addicted to being on the radio or having people want to take Instagram pictures with me in public. I mean, that's fine. It doesn't bother me at all. Please talk to me in public. But it does nothing for me. It's certainly not something I could ever see myself getting addicted to. I want to go take Ob to Red Lobster. I want to do things with my family. I want to go to the grandkids who don't even exist yet. I want to go to every T-ball game. I'm going to travel to every Civil War site in the country. I'm leaving here. I do not understand. By the way, I'm not leaving yet. Don't worry. It's a long time away. I'm very, very happy. I do not understand these people in politics who won't just leave. And it's not just Democrats. Why is Mitch McConnell still there? His health problems are now well documented. He continues to freeze up. Obviously, he is old. He is unwell. I'm sure because he's been in Congress forever, and I know about his wife's connections, he's fabulously wealthy. Why aren't you on a beach in Florida somewhere? Just leave. Why are you? What is the deal? Jerry Nadler, I am sure that he's got a 401k, especially after what we just heard from Chris. Just what, Chris? Just leave. Why are you still sitting there? The dude pooped his pants on camera. And if you don't believe me, go look it up. One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, because I can't stand Jerry Nadler. They had a big Democrat press conference and Jerry Nadler pooped his pants. Have you ever pooped your pants? Chris said once. I've pooped my pants. You know that? Now, I had an excuse. I had a parasite at the time. It was Giardia. It was a long story, but I don't tell anybody about it. I don't brag about it. Jerry Nadler, as an old man, pooped his pants and then did the poopy pants walk off the stage. Chris, don't cover your face. You know exactly what the poopy pants, it's the please God don't let it come down my pant leg walk. You know what, Chris? That was the walk. He did. You go look it up yourself. Jerry Nadler, as an old man, I'm assuming a grandpa. Chris, does he have kids and grandkids? I'm assuming at this age he does. As a grandpa, Jerry Nadler's grandkids watched grandpa poop his pants. And Jerry Nadler still didn't retire. He did the poopy pants walk off the stage. I'm assuming hopped in the shower, I would hope. Lord willing, threw those khakis away and then got up the next day, put on a suit and tie, and went back to take a nappy in Congress. Why? You can poop your pants by the pool. It's your pool. You can poop in the pool. Go poop.
That Jerry could be pooping anywhere he wanted right now. He wouldn't even, you know what? You don't even have to stretch your pants. Throw on some black trousers and just walk around town pooping. I had a buddy who used to do that when he drank too much. He'd just walk around pooping. You could actually find him whenever he disappeared. You could just follow it. It was like a bunch of Hershey's Kisses were following him. What, Chris? Being honest about it. Anyway, that could be Jerry Nadler's life. They could put some hardwood floors in the house. You really want to get rid of the carpet. And he could just walk around in the comfort of his home, TV on, eating T-Bell, and just unleashing it all day long. And yet, he won't just leave. He gets mocked day after day after day for the poop, for the napping, for the everything else. Leave! I don't get it. I've never gotten it. People will email in that they're addicted to fame or addicted. You don't have anything else in your life. You don't have a wife you like. You don't have a kids you want to see and who want to see you. What, Chris? What? Chris said all that's true. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the dude who works 80 hours a week because he doesn't want to go home to the old ball and chain. Maybe that's it. I don't understand it. Just leave. All right. We'll make fun of the Washington Post. Talk about them using your values against you.